Salim Chalabi was educated in the West at Yale, Columbia, and Northwestern. He had a corporate law practice in London before he was named to head the special tribunal that will try Saddam Hussein. Salim Chalabi joins us from London. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Chalabi, about this allegation, the allegation is that you threatened a finance ministry official who was investigating the property holdings of your family shortly before he was killed in May. What's your response to that?
Well, I have no recollection of ever meeting this person. I mean, the allegation goes on to say that I went to his office. I've never been to the office of this particular department. I don't own any properties personally in Iraq. To the best of my knowledge, my family doesn't have any properties directly, so I deny any of these charges and allegations. Also, I mean, the date that was mentioned that I went to see this guy, and he apparently told his wife, the Governing Council minutes show that I was at the Governing Council. So it just, to me, sounds like a ludicrous allegation.
About that alleged meeting, published reports say that Mr. Fadl allegedly told his wife and a friend that you warned him, you will not stay for long, we will get rid of you.
What do you want me to say? I mean, I denied ever going to his office, and also I deny ever making any threats. I mean, people in Iraq know very well that I'm not the type who's going to do this kind of thing.
You're in Britain now, and Britain has said that it won't extradite you to Iraq. Will you return to Baghdad on your own?
Yes, I'm planning on returning soon. You know, I'll put this thing in context. I mean, my life is in threat in Iraq, and there are people who want to kill me, obviously, because of my position, to put the members of the former regime on trial. The judge said that he would dump me in jail, and indirectly I got a message that they would put me in jail and that I'll be cut to pieces there and humiliated. And so I don't necessarily want to go back under these conditions. I'm in touch with the government so that they can provide assurances that this will not happen.
Under what conditions would you then return to Iraq? What assurances would you need?
Well, I mean, I want to go and address these false allegations. We're in the process of working it out with the government so that, you know, they would withdraw these warrants and I would go back and deal with the judge.
Have you heard anything from the Iraqi president or Prime Minister Alawi about that?
Yeah, we're talking with them. I'm not going to get into details.
I'm curious what your thoughts are on the impact that these allegations may have on your role with the Saddam Hussein tribunal.
Well, to me, the key thing is not the investigation. I mean, if the guy said this to his wife, it'll come out. But the fact that the investigation was leaked demonstrates to me that it was used to discredit me. And as a result, I feel that this discrediting is intended to have me removed, so I don't intend to resign now.
You do not intend to resign from the tribunal?
Not now, no.
I wanted to ask you about the judge who issued the arrest warrant, Zuhar al-Maliki, who has been publicly critical of your role with the tribunal. One thing he said to the New York Times was this. He said, the tribunal is not ours. It is somebody who came from abroad, meaning you, I take it, who created a court for themselves.
First of all, I mean, he clearly would not have read the statute. I don't have the right to appoint any judges. And, you know, I don't think has read it. Now, the other part of it is it seems odd that somebody who is acting in in this comment to the New York Times, has been impartial and has made a criticism of me in public, is a judge who is looking at the case of my case. I mean, he should, it's a ridiculous thing.
The charges against you were also released, or the allegations against you, the same day as counterfeiting charges were released against your uncle, Ahmed Chalabi. What do you make of that timing?
Very curious, isn't it? I mean, he denied these charges completely, and it's curious that they came out against me more or less the same time.
Mr. Chalabi, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Salim Chalabi oversees the special tribunal prosecuting Saddam Hussein. He is himself now the subject of an arrest warrant in Iraq in connection with the murder in May of a finance ministry official.